It's Almighty S.O.
Blog Talk Radio.
The whole same boy thing, and I got my co-host, Wet Paint Larry, with the S.O.G.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'm going to go around the table and ask anybody how they week been.
What about prayer?
Oh, yeah, we have to pray. We got to pray.
DJ!
Go. Okay. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth,
right,
on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, now I'm going to go around the table, and I'm going to ask everybody how they week been.
Yeah.
Since I last seen you. How you say? We're going to start with Brian, Almighty S.O.G.
Yeah.
Surviving. We ain't trying. We surviving.
Survivor.
Then we got Almighty S.O.G.
Brian.
Again.
Here in the house here with Derrick Jones. And
Richard Jones. Yes, sir.
Decided to stop by Crossover
and
see what's going on with him. That's good with me. He was working.
I got a lot of
good stuff
to follow.
Amen.
That was up to music and his play.
Amen.
Keep on music going.
But
yeah.
We
got Almighty S.O.G.
Wait, go.
Yeah. Huh. That's my pretty. Yeah. I love that. Hell yeah. I learned something this week. Physical obedience brings spiritual favor. Moses held up his arms. As long as Moses was physically obedient and held up his arms, the armies won the war. As soon as he dropped his arms down, they started to lose. Working on physical obedience, I am physically obedient for the most time.
Yeah, sure.
To get my spiritual favor. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Now we got Almighty S.O.G.
Deep in
the ass.
Deep in the hell.
Well, what are we talking about? Weeks?
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to try a week. You know, a good week. Because, you know, without the trial,
Amen.
You know something? I realized something this week is that you know, you can't really worry about other people.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And their business. And that's the reason why the Lord said, you know, as long as he's gonna take care of you.
That's right.
He's gonna take care of you. He's gonna
take
care
of you.
My week, man, it's a blessing every week, you know.
Yep.
It's, you know, like them old folks say, I know I'm getting older, but I'm starting to see them, a lot of old folks saying, coming into play, like, dang, that's what they said.
Yeah.
Man, I'm blessed with another, you know, to be in another week, you know, under the grace of God, you know what I mean? It's like the reason I say that, and I understand why them old folks used to say, just because, like, you have an opportunity to learn new lessons.
Yes,
you know, I was just telling my lady friend, like, you know, saying, like, man, I just had everything for a play, you know, but it's like, dang, like, now I have to go back to the drawing board, you know, and it's like, I thank God for that.
Yeah.
You know, that right there, and it's like, and I'm grateful for that. Why? Because it's like, God gave me another day to figure out what I didn't know yesterday, you know what I mean? God gave me another hour or two, you know, another 24 hours, you know, to fix things that I wasn't able to fix yesterday, you know, and it's amazing, you know, not to talk long, but in that same instant, it's like God gave me another day that I talked to this old Mexican dude. He's from Peru, you know, and Hispanic, whatever the case, everybody a cool cat, and he just opened my eyes in a little thing, and a lot of little things that it's just I forgot about. And that's the thing about the Holy Spirit. It's like the Holy Spirit is there to to snap you back or to hit you in the chest for things you forgot about, you know. And one thing, and I'm going to pass it on after I say this, because he caught me at all. And, like, now I'm on the road to figure it out. He asked me, like, you know, what do I dream about? What's my dream? And I got caught out of all, yes, I love rapping, I'm good at it, but that's not my dream, you know, because as good as I am at it, I don't see myself doing it or wanting to do it forever, you know. That's for when I just want to hop in the ring and show, you know. But I thank God for him saying that, you know, and thank God for allowing me to hear that, because now he gave me something else to put towards my drive. Like, now I got to find, you know, now I get to go back to the drawing board and get some new skills or something that I didn't have last week that I can apply to this next play. You dig me? I thank God for it, man. Like, I thank God for another week in his presence.
Amen, amen. That was Almighty S.O.G. Light Skin Chris.
That's what it is. Afro Thunder with the
Afro
curls.
Afro Thunder with the curls. And he got the
O.G.
Right? And he got the, I just had to tell him real quick, he got the shades on, like he's been in black in here.
I just found him on the floor 2 minutes ago. You feel me? So the chair told me to pick him up. I'm on my bitch swag there. But, it's another beautiful week. Like, Black State is progress. Like, I wasn't here last weekend. The circus had to take care of my wife, but. You know, I got a little Skywalker here, my son, young Vader, and I'm always blessed to see my son. But it's the week before last was when we was really grinding. I mean, it was grind time. Like, and all the SOGs was on point, but specifically Akeem and Jay every day. Aunt was doing the thing in the store. Props to Aunt. I got to put a mask on. Like, for real. And like you said, it's just that. It's just the progress. It's all progress. It's all moving forward. And I really got to see everybody's work ethic, and like Bishop said, you know what I mean, you judge a man based on his works, and we work hard. You SOGs work hard. We're not playing when it comes to this work. Nobody's tripping off sweat. Nobody's tripping off breaking their back out here getting it, and that's a blessing. And it's like the first time in my life where, like, I really had a bond with men. I've never really been accustomed to being with men. It's not my thing. Anybody who knows me, you know, I've had two friends. That's it. I keep to myself. I've had two friends, especially men specifically. So the things that happened in the past, men hasn't really been something that I've been able to develop bonds with and feel comfortable being around, man. But y'all, man, like, I got mad love for y'all. Like, for real, man. You guys, so Jesus, no joke. And, like, I'm so proud of you guys. Just a quick little tip. I'm not going to take up too much time, but we going out there next week. We're getting to San Diego. Me and my wife, we getting the Suburban. We going out there. We gonna hit. We getting Goodwill. Beverly Hills. We gonna restock the store. You know what I'm saying? Constantly moving. I call Waste Management. We just gotta get them like something official to give to Waste Management. So when people go to Waste Management or they give them a call, you only get two bulky item pickups. Mm-hmm. That's what everybody that's listening right now too. You can call these SOGs.
Yes,
we're gonna pick up your stuff for you. So you know It's just good, man. It's a blessing. I told Bishop, like, I'm not working for nobody else no more. I told him, I said, I quit my job to do this, and I'm not working for nobody else no more, and I'm going forward with it. You know what I mean? We just go get it. The money is there. You know what I mean? You got billionaires, Mark Cuban, willing to sleep in his car, and eat top ramen for it. Like, it's there. It's just what you're willing to do for it, what you're willing to sacrifice for it. They don't know about it. Stupid rich. But what'd he do? Sleeping in his car, eating top ramen to be in the place you need to be at. We already got the place. We got a leader that's right here willing to teach. He done done it. Bishop, when the last time you had a 9-to-5?
Man.
That's it. So it's there. And all you got to do is just open up your heart, have faith in Jesus, and just roll with it.
Get rolled over. Now we got Almighty S.O.G. Larry.
Larry. I'm thankful to be here. Thankful to see my brother.
Amen. I wanted to say, my week has been full of challenges, you know. I had to realize myself, like, when there's something to be done, you know, you can't always dwell on what somebody else says about you, you know, or how they put their perspective of your life in their eyes. You know, you got to do what you need to do without complaining about it, you know. I was thinking to myself, like, because, you know, everything ain't all good at home, you know. Mom's always got something to say, you know. She always, yeah, exactly, close to. So I'm just thinking to myself, like, you know, instead of arguing, instead of telling her what I should be doing, what I need to be doing, just do it, you know.
And it's like, I had to work on my faith. You know, I had to work on really being myself enough to where I couldn't think about anything else. You know, I had to think about my faith. Yeah. I had to think about how am I gonna put myself in a position to level up higher to where I'm at. You know, me and Black was talking yesterday, and he was telling me, you know, you're never going to reach your dreams. You're never going to reach your goals if that's the only thing you're striving for. You know, if you're striving for a certain level of something, you got to strive higher than that to reach the level that you want to get at, you know. Because if you try to, you know, if your goal is to get $1 million, you always going to have that $100,000. You always going to, you feel me, you always going to be a level under it. Until you strive for more, you ain't never going to reach that goal, that level to where you surpass yourself and everything that you want to surpass. So I was just thinking to myself, like, I really got to be on this faith walk. It ain't a cakewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to do it, you know. So I just wanted to start off by saying, if anybody needs prayer out there, you know, if you need, if you have something to talk about, if you have a question that you need answered, you know, just call in and we'll answer your question. And, what you got to say?
I got to piggyback off what King, because we talked about it a little bit when we was riding together, we was working, you telling me about issues and stuff that you have with moms. And I told King, and I feel like it's something, it's good advice that my mom's a pastor. She gave advice to me. She told me a long time ago when my little brother had died. My little brother was 2 years old, he died, or 3 years old, he died in a car accident. And it was tough. But my mom told me something. She said, when you give it to God and you tell God to take it away, you pray about it, That's that. Faith is believing and trusting that when you give something to God, it's taken care of and it's done and you move forward with it. Every time you turn around and you look back, you're taking the power from God's hand. Because you're looking back at it, turning back around, you're going to turn into that what? That feeling of, like, you got to keep moving forward. So when you have faith in something, when you have faith in something and you truly believe that God will take care of it, you have to give it to God to take care of it and you move forward. Mm-hmm. And I came even there when, like, I had a little issue with my financial situation, and you know, I talked to you about it in the car, and I said, you know what, I prayed about it already, gave it to God, so let's keep moving, let's get this money. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the attitude that you got to have, and I thank God for the example that I have with my mom, because I see my mom go through hell with her divorce and everything else, and there's nothing worse for a man, or at least for a man who's raised by a woman, mm-hmm. like bitch would like to say, is to see his mama sitting in the bathroom crying. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't stand it. I have memories of my mom doing that when I was 6, 7 years old, and that's something that always stuck with me. That's probably part of the reason why issues develop in bonds and stuff like that with men later on. But, and to the success thing, it's like my grandfather told me, he said, you know, everybody want to be like the big fish in a little pond.
Mm.
And I'm like, ain't that backwards? He's like, no, it's not. He said, that's what people like to do. People like to be the big fish in a little pond instead of going from the pond to the river, from the river to the lake, from the lake to the ocean, and growing. And it reminded me of a funny story. That as my uncle knows, you know, Fuego, as he knows that I used to fight, and I was cold with it. I know I was cold with it. I was cold. My nickname was Black Lee. Like, I'm gonna have my boy Daniel call in and talk about it because he got the story.
Yeah.
And my nickname was Black Lee. I was cold. I was so serious. Like, I'll kick you 3 times in less than a second. Like, you wouldn't be able to see it.
Bruce Lee.
And no lie, I've seen it. And it's like, I remember the first time. My Shihon, John Ramsey, he said, you know what, kids, you're good. And I remember when I was a white belt, I was fighting purple. When I was purple, I was fighting black. So I was just feeling myself. And I remember he was like, you know what, I'm going to take you down to Long Beach. I'm going to introduce you to a cat named Raymond Daniels. And Raymond Daniels is Chuck Norris. He had the WCL, the World Combat League. And so Raymond Daniels was the coach, undefeated. Like 30-something and old.
Right,
yes. Yeah, killing people. You see him waxing them? You saw the triple spin with the knockout? Okay, let's not get inside ourselves. So I get there and I get to his studio, you know what I'm saying? I'm seeing all these fights and stuff like that, warm up and everything. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, all right, well, you know what I mean? Like, where Raymond at? I've seen him at a couple tournaments, Hollywood City Park Casino, it was Pacheco's tournament. You know what I mean? He was a referee for my fight and stuff like that. He liked it. And so he told, you know, come down. He trained for free. And this cat was running up and down Long Beach, but all the way down so far, like miles down in combat boots before he came back. Came back, went inside of his room, meditated for 5 minutes, came outside, took a couple of deep breaths. Let's get to it. We fought about 2 hours. 2 hours just switching off, going to different people fighting. When I say these dudes waxed me up, first I started off with a girl, and I was like, y'all disrespectful. I'm about to tag her. You know what I mean? I'm like, that's not supposed to happen. Man, this girl could. She had hands and feet with a combo. She could have beat me, but she gave me a run for my money. And I'm like, okay, this is what they're dealing with on a daily basis. I went to the next one, and this dude would hit me hard. I mean, so hard. I felt my ribs shake, like my bones shook. And he was like, I barely tapped you. I'm like, okay. So then I finally get to Raymond. And I hit Raymond one time in a 15-20 minute span. And for the rest of it, he just tagged me up. My point is that showed me where I wanted to be at.
Right.
But where I needed to be at was above that. As a fighter, I had the drive to take that information, all of that stuff, that beating, and to make it better. And what I can't point is like you gotta strive for better. Like I would if I could have stayed where I was at. I was going to tournaments, winning every single tournament, coming back with a trophy like bigger than my son. You know what I mean? But he pushed me to want to be better and to be greater, and he showed me that, okay, you're just a big fish in a little pond. Like, this is the real world. Like, this is the ocean right here. So what do you want to do? And that's what you have to do. Sometimes we're not blessed enough to have those people in our corner. So for the people out there that don't, just remember that. Push yourself. If you ain't got nobody else in your corner to push you, push yourself. Strive to be better, be greater. You know what I'm saying? Like, do better things.
Hey, I want to say that, and it's crazy. I was on the gram. It was just, I only like watching like motivational speakers. Like sometimes I feel like they talking out there, you know, they talk about stuff they want to do or things. But anyway, I stopped and I watched this one, and this guy basically was like this. Hold on, let me go. He said, this is what I was telling my king. He said, look, for a plane to take off, for a plane to get here, it has to take off to go right here. You know, so he's basically saying, like, you know, if a plane takes off right here to get to where, you know, he needs to be, he will always go lower. You know, so the fact is, it's like that.
Yeah,
it's, you got to aim for higher to get what you want to be. Right. And that's what I was telling the bro. And back to, and it's crazy when you were telling me, you know, how our day was, I thought about what me and the Peru dude was talking about. And he was like, you know, and I thought about this in so many different layers, not just how he said it. You know, what he said, he was basically like, you know, me coming up, he was like, you know, you have to draw a line. And so he went on to say, he was like, you know, me coming up, he was like, you know, I used to hang out with friends. It's cool to hang out with friends, go party here and there, you know, drink a little bit here and there. He said, but sometimes you have to draw a line. He's like, you know, I'm with my friends. They want to go out and go do crazy stuff and go do this, do that. You have to draw a line, like, nah, because now your life is on the line, your future's on the line, your name is on the line. And so back to that, he was like, you know, his dad was telling him, like, his wife's dad before he passed, he was telling him, like, you know, in life, he was basically like, you know, about happiness. He was like, you know, you come, he was like, he was with a friend, he was having a bad day. He was like, he asked his friend, like, you know, what's wrong with you? His friend, like, you know, I don't want to tell you about it, whatever. He was like, okay, you know, you don't want to tell me about it, you know, but what are we here for, you know? So he was like, you know, he went on to tell him about his day. And he was like, you know, his friend, he basically was like, you know, you sitting over here mad. He was like, you know, that he was talking about a breakup. He was like, you know, you're sitting here mad about a breakup of somebody who broke up with you. He was like, you know, she doesn't love you. You know, so why is you here mad? You know, she's happy and going on about her life. You know, I'm happy. I don't care what you're going through, you know, but I did take time to, you know, and that's what he was going on for friendship. You know, if you don't have a friend that's sitting there, that even though, you know, naturally, I don't care what you're going through or you're going through, but if you don't have a friend that's sitting there, okay, bro, you know, take out time, you know, he was like, you know, that's where you got to draw the line with friends and even on more. And I took it as, like, you know, even things that, like, that I want to do and I can't do. It's like, you know, I want to become successful, you know, I got to draw the line in some things. You know, I can't go out and just spend money and go win a party and buy a big chain. Because trust me, I'm in a position I can damn near do it, you know, but I have to draw a line. And that's why I accepted everything. And I'm like, you know, and I thought about my friend. I was like, you know, I thank God that he blessed me with I only really have two friends. I was like, you know, I really don't like the word friend because, you know, it ends with N, you know. You spell friend, the last three letters of friend is N. So, you know, that's why I call you my brother, you know, I'm brothers, you know, nothing else. You know, I heard a nigga say you're my friend. You ain't never heard, you feeling me? And I've been with you long.
Yeah.
But I don't like the word friend, but it's like, you know, and I understood what he was saying. You know, and back when Chris was talking, I'm like, you know, that's what this spirit's trying to show us. You know, if we understand, we gotta show other people. Mm-hmm. But how to draw a line, how to be a man, like, you know.
It's crazy that you say that. It's crazy that you say that. I was just thinking, like, that's why I wanted to finish like, the conversation we was having in the room, bro. Because I was thinking to myself, like, you know, all the stuff I could be doing, you feel me? You know, I could be making money, you feel me? As much money, I could be selling drugs. You get what I'm saying? I could be selling drugs. You know, I could be doing all the these type of things that can get me money. But is it gonna build me as a character at the end? You know? I'm just thinking to myself, like, man, it's not gonna build me as a character. It's not gonna make me feel like a man, you know. And I was thinking, cause I watched that movie that Chris was talking about.
Look.
I was watching the movie, right? And it's crazy when I was watching it, you know, this whole time. Nigga.
Yes, the whole time. It was go ahead. Set up. All I said was keep the balance. Go ahead, King.
Thing
ahead,
is, bro, yeah, y'all niggas can't.
On the radio, nigga. On the radio.
F-O-G.
Real talk, though, like, I was thinking about it, like, man, this dude crazy. Like, this nigga, no matter what, he gonna keep striving to get to the front.
Mm-hmm.
Even that he started at the front. That's what you didn't know in the beginning of the story. He started at the front, but in the position he was, he didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So I just thought about it, like, man, like, he didn't like the position he was in. He gave up his whole life to make sure that there's a new beginning for somebody mm-hmm. in the future. You feel this? For this new generation. So, you know, even if I don't become a rapper, even if I don't become a fashionist, even if I don't do none of the things I want to do,
set
it up for the next generation. You feel me?
That's right. Sacrifice.
Go ahead. Black.
I'm going to try to understand, dog. The spirit just showed me. He showed me in a small. I tell Akeem now what I learned. It's either you learn from these little small things and arguments and scrapes on your knees, or are you going to learn from something drastic like death, somebody dying in your family when you could have just learned this lesson?
Yeah.
You know, all these couple times God tried to show it. But I say that to say God showed me the smallest, you may call it corny, but man. But you remember Benji, bro? Before
yeah.
I go on to Benji, yeah, God showed me, like, man, generation, they're just like kids. Children are really, man, they're kids. Man, they really lost out here. You know, like, they really, the reason I said, man, their kids, they really have a goat mind.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like man,
that's crazy.
Bro, it's true. Like,
crazy.
No matter how much success you could bring on one of these heathens, you know, that's different from us. You get what I'm saying?
Love
you know? Which makes us different is because of where we stand now. But no matter how much success those heathens have, they will always be a heathen and always celebrate Christmas and practice the ways of heathens. The reason why I say that, Larry, Larry, I say that, look, bro, me and my kid, we went to Carl's Jr. They gave us a surprise. So we go back, I'm like, bro, you know, we posted it. So Benji and me on the gram, like, you know how you been? We, you know, that's damn like family. And really, that's my uncle, but the marriage is the, but, you know, I'm like, man, they out there in Alaska. So I'm like, you know, I ask him, I'm like, are you in Dino? So he's like, no, we in Alaska. So and this is why I'm like, you know, the mind state that surrounded these children is clear. It's not just out here in the Dino, because this nigga still got it in Alaska. So I'm like, you know, he's like, what you been on? I'm like, you know, I've been working, et cetera, this, and that, and the other. He's like, I'm like, you know, how you been on? He was like, you know, I've been working and stuff, you know. He was like, oh, I'm about to go get tatted next week. And so, and that's all he was like, you know, I'm trying to convince you that he did. Took the words out of my mouth, but, and I realized, like, damn, like, this little boy is working, doing all of this, like, you know, got him a legal job out there in Alaska. Yes, it's cold, nigga. If I was in Alaska, nigga, I'll be on right now, you know, less taxes too, you man. But, I'm realizing, like, damn, he still got the mind state of a young rapper, nigga, you know, a young, you know, 1985, you know, you heard that song.
It's crazy,
so,
it's
but,
crazy, bro, because when
you
think about it,
state, bro.
When you think about it, bro, like, I sit here and I think, man, like, all the years, because, you know, we've been through it together, nigga, all them years that I just sat there in front of that computer was wasted, you feel me? And I actually thought I was doing, you know, we niggas thought we was doing something, nigga, doing our little rap thing and all that, nigga. Man, it just resonated in my mind, like, dang, bro, like, I really wasted all my, I'm a smart nigga. I could have went to college, you know, I could have been in a position where I had a family, you feel me? I had all of that, but God had me do that for a reason, you feel me? I wouldn't have known God, nigga. I would have still been on the same path I was, you feel me? Still,
the ways that
ignorant, man. Ignorant.
Celebrating
Christmas. Go ahead, bitch.
It's gonna be quick. It's something that both of y'all are saying that is resonating with my spirit right now in this conversation that I think I had with my brother. I don't know if he was there, but my brother going through a lot right now. This is my older brother, like 4 years older than me. Like, me and my brother, I mean, we lived together in the same room for 18 years. Like, you don't get no closer than that. And me and my brother fought. I told my brother I hated him. Like, you know what I mean? Never mentioned. You know what I mean? But we go deep. And now, like, me and my brother is like this. And he was going through a lot of car accidents back to back. Everybody knows that's a devil's specialty when it comes to me. car accidents. But
I'm gonna ask somebody in real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want some prayer, if you want to say a few words to the, you know, to the SOGs, man.
And you know this.
And you know this, man. Hey, how you doing, bro?
Number 2. Yell out the number.
Oh, it's 310. Man, I know who it is. He told me he called in.
Larry! Larry! What's good? What's good? What's good?
What's up, man?
What's the word?
What's going on,
what's
my word, black dog? Brother?
Nothing much.
Man, you already know I just want to say this stuff to the pastor, man, you know. So it's up to my dog Larry and Akeem and Black. You feel me?
Good.
You already
ain't
know,
no
man.
No,
shout out to my
boy. Got no song you want to sing for him, song?
Hey, sing some real quick. Sing some. You know you got some lyrics, bruh. Go ahead and sing some.
It depends. Are we doing gospel or we doing regular?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, gospel.
You know,
go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to do some gospel.
All right.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. A little gospel.
If you wasn't so damn goofy, I would actually say that was something, nigga.
Hey, tell Larry I'm gonna get right with him.
Yeah,
he's
gonna get right with you, boy.
All right, man. Keep listening, bro. We're gonna continue, bro.
Larry.
Okay, we got another caller. If the caller wanna say something, go ahead. It's a 917 number. Go ahead, call him.
Just listening.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Okay.
So, Bishop, what you have to say?
In the beautiful city of San Bernardino, where we keep the paper.
Ready.
You're going to roll with us.
Oh, yeah, roll over.
King James, Lord. Now, let me say something. We've been talking, and they've been talking, the sons of God have been talking. S-O-G.
Yeah.
You know this. They've been talking. I heard the word faith more than once.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you hear them targeting me, and they need to bring their aim up a little higher.
Mm-hmm.
Even see that in the fight got rough. Man, we run on boots, then come back and do what you got to do, right?
Huh.
So that means that you got to be a little tougher, right?
Yeah.
That means that you have to open your eyes a little more, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means your walk got to be a little better, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means you go now from faith to faith. That's what faith don't work no more now.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's faith to faith. It's double faith.
Mm-hmm.
When you're ready to walk in double faith, you ask the Lord to bring on the problems.
Mm-hmm.
Bring them up.
Mm-hmm.
And when he brings them and he hits you with it and you conquer it, just say, give me my check.
All right.
So remember, it's double faith.
Double faith.
Your faith wasn't good last year. You're still stuck at the same place this year.
Yeah.
But if your faith was good last year, you know how to devil it now.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know how to devil it, we have church every Sunday here at 3:30 where we keep
11,
cracking.
11:30.
11:30.
11:30. You know how we do.
You know,
step in here and see us.
You know what it is? You know, I feel like I lost that confidence. I need to get back on y'all heads, you feel me? Remind y'all who the winner is, homie. Like, nigga, I'm finna get back on this balling. Y'all don't want me to get back on the balling, you know? You feel me? You feel me? I'm already that nigga in rap. Y'all, you want to step in the court? Dedication and motivation to pay bills. These niggas faking it so blatant, I speak real. These niggas rapping about money, something I can't feel. These niggas end up locked up with no appeal. I know some niggas who harder, who take care of their daughters. Not on the block with a blunt, steady holding the chopper. Don't get me wrong, I know this life that we accustomed to. But ain't gonna stop a nigga, I ain't trying to spit the truth. You niggas rapping my money, something I can't do.
Bible chopping Billy on the low.
Yeah.
Chopping Billy on the low. Lord, it was tight.
they talk. Begging for the Lord, oh people, we just want to know. If you rapping for the devil, will it not let him know? Drinking this city, still lifting the audio. Stuck in the buzzer, seeing Lord, all that had to go. Fighting these battles, I'm tripping like that devil, no.
How
that devil, no. My nigga, that devil, no. It took me a minute from thugging and praying and stepping in God. Life is a battle for blessings, he's asking for worship and time out. I'm pulling my mind out. See the battle with spirit, just feel it and hear it, and spirit will heal it. Just tip in the spirit, I fear it, I hear it. I hope that you listen, I hope that you mimic and bottle your sorrows and take up your cross and acknowledge and follow.
Hey, y'all don't even know, but this nigga don't rap like that. That's like,
that's different. I didn't think I was doing it, but then I got it. Whoa! Black boy is one of the hardest in the world.
If anybody needs prayer, if anybody, you know, got something that they want to talk about, you know, you got a question that you need to be answered, you know, just call in. The call in number is posted to the screen. And I'm going to let Jonathan say what he got to say. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm still the hardest rapper out here.
Stripping at the clubs, trying to float. That devil knows. Oh, that devil knows. I'm out there spitting scripture to my boat. I'm getting unprepared to go to war. Jesus is the truth, so say no more. Say no more. Oh, that devil knows. That devil knows better than the come straight up because you know we're going to ride. So we can go get it and cash out.
Able came, walk.
walk for the cave. Still I have the blood on the flag that I weigh. I rep Christ.
Come on!
Oh, you got some?
Look.
Wow.
We can just hook it up to the thing if you want to. I'll be if it's that shelter.
Look. Deep in the mob, but we deep. Go against the man. All right. Look. Deep in the mob, but we deep. Go against the SOGs, man. That's short of defeat. Short of defeat is where them niggas aiming they best. But red is that next. You really want to test on the tech. A vest on the vest is what you need to stay in these streets. They robbing the weak and paying them your name on the sleeve. I bang what I bleed. That's family all day, every day. We paving the way. For them niggas spraying them cages like saving the day. Real niggas, so I say what I say and mean what I mean. Need money, so we clean to the king. Y'all clean to the king. Huh. Look, I'm in the West and my family eats, and it's hard to say it. The West is done, and the stop of rap is about to save it. With 45 and a collar bomb and a Bible chapter. Well, the beginning and end. My heart flows through the pen. You see the vein of my wrist. I'm hung with these hoes to gain to see the weeds of the wrist. You see a bit of trying to polish all this chrome in his whip. I hope you did it, Jesus Christ. He was far from a bitch. This is why I affect the church, Michael. Look, I said, Lord, forgive me, here I'm begging for mercy. Yet the world affects the church like a woman with herpes. Little Billy hurt 7-Eleven, giving out flunkies. Now who's inflicted out with number one with the Second Amendment? Perseverance, I'm just painting my picture. Get empowered off the ship of the liquor. Now who's empowered by your hands when he's facing his trigger? Politicians are optimistic, legalizing marijuana. Because the wife's addicted. When I speak, you hear the pain in the verse. Cause I started from the bottom, see the stains in the shirt. It's cold world, I just took me a verse. Wrap it up, Hollywood, and I drop it off in the hearse. My life changed when I stepped in the church. Black star, push your force in the verse. Patronizing all the thoughts we skirt. Lord, forgive me, can they split the verse? Caught a body, why just dropping the purse? Kinda sloppy, but the shoddy and dirt. Lord forgave him, and he did it in church. Lost the homie, he's just selling his work. Tried to tell him that this life in the church. But this step was only 5 that seen a life in the church. Now I'm reminded that the block is a church. And I'm reminded.
Look, I got it. Look. This is history in the making. You should tell me.
I
got it on my phone.
I got it on my phone.
I mean, if you want to do that,
what was that
caller right there?
We got a caller. We're going to let you say a few words.
Give him the number.
Oh, it's the 775 number. Hey, caller, how you doing?
Lil Duster.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Man, you know I had to call in, right? Listen, hold up. Now, let me explain something to y'all, right? Now, when I say Little Duster, right, there's a reason why I call him Little Duster. You feel what I'm saying? He was the freshest kid outside. True story, right? He the freshest kid outside. He come back in the house. I don't know what he was playing in. This is when he was like 3 years old. I don't know what he was playing in. But he came back in so dusty. You feel me? But he was still the freshest kid, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my mama, though. How you been?
Hey, I'm good, little Esther, man. How you doing, man? I see you doing your stuff, man. I'm proud of you, bro. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I had to call in and let you know. You know, most people ain't gonna tell you, bro, but I'm gonna let you know, bro, you're doing the right shit, man. I'm proud of that, bro. I'm glad you didn't follow our route. You know what I mean?
Right. Man, you know I got to do it, man.
It's all about
progression. You know I've been trying to do this for a long time, but you know I'm doing God's work now. You know I got to do it. I got to do it for the church.
But see, look though, Arkeen, nigga, it's not that you're trying it, you doing it, bro. You doing it. You put one foot in front of the other, bro, and you moving. You feel what I'm saying?
Bro, what did I say to stop using last night?
Yeah,
you're doing it.
Hey, that's just confirmation. That's just confirmation.
You're doing it, nigga.
You're doing
it, bro. We're doing
it.
Man,
you know I love you.
Man, look. Man, you know I love you past death, boy. You already know what it is with me and you, boy. You already know. You feel me? I'm just letting you know this, though, right? Keep going. Don't quit. I don't care what happens, bro. Do not quit. You keep going. You hear me?
I already know, man.
That's
facts.
Yeah, man. See, I'm going to tell you the difference, right? You feel me? If you quit, you'll never know what could become. You know what I mean? But if you keep going, even if you fail, you know what I mean? Hey, I'm going to let you know like this. You keep doing something long enough, bro, you can't fail at it. You feel me? Only thing you're going to do is learn what not to do. You feel what I'm saying? That's all it is. You're going to learn what not to do. You're going to know everything to do because you done went through it, trials and tribulations. You know what I mean? But the thing is, bro, is to put one foot in front of the other, bro. Never stand there on your ass. Never sit on your hands or sit on your ass, bro. You feel me? You keep your feet wiggling. You know what I mean?
Amen. I feel that. For real. Ain't nothing you can do. You fall, you get back up. That's all I know. I'm still going to be a little destined for life, though.
Man, listen, Hey, listen. No matter how old I get, no matter how old you get, no matter how big you get, you're still gonna be a little dusty to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, my mama. People hear me talk, they probably be like, "What the like?" Little dusty, like this nigga be fresh, but they don't even know the meaning behind it.
Hey, man, you know I'm trying this little clothing thing too, so you know. I can't be Lil Dusty forever, but you feel me? You know, that's the nickname still. You
feel me? Hey, on my mama. Hey, look. Hey, when you start your shit, let me know. You know, I'm going to support. You know, I'm going to buy some of that shit for sure. You know, I'm still out here doing my yeah. So, you know, I'm going to support.
You know, I got you. You know, I got you. We're going to get back to this.
Man, you already know. Hey, tell Lena, tell Ebony, I said, what's up?
Can hear you. See over here sitting down. She can hear you.
I can hear you. What's
who
up,
in there? Who that?
Ebony. That's mom. That's Lena.
Yeah. Man, tell Lena I say what it do though.
What's up,
Josh? She's limping right
what's
now.
What's going on? How you doing?
What's up, man? I'm handicapped. I got hurt at work.
Man, listen, you're always getting hurt at work. You, man, sit down.
We gotta eat.
Hey, I know that's right. I know that's right.
That's sad.
For sure.
One day I'm gonna sit down.
I'm gonna make sure she sit down. I'm gonna get to that point where she can't get up.
I gotta give me a husband first, and then I'm gonna sit down.
Hey. Hey, Lil Dustin, I'm proud of that, bro. You brought the family with you. Hey, that's real nigga shit. You feel what I'm saying? That's real nigga shit.
I'm gonna say your number too, cause nigga, I ain't even had your number, nigga. I see you on Instagram every once in a while, but nigga, I ain't never had your number.
Man, listen, you can always get my number. You can always reach out to me and get it if you need it. If need be, I ain't that far away. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna have to come out there and see. I need a real nigga haircut.
Look, hey, I'm finna be in the Dino in a few days, bro. You feel me? Man, when I come through there, you feel me? I'm gonna slide up on you, man. Come holler at you, man. You know what I mean?
For sure. I hope you got some shoes or something for me.
what size you wear?
Man, I wear a 9.
So you wear a 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got something for you, bro. Feel me? I got something for you. Oh, God. I got the nigga. Hey, I got some throwback retro shit that niggas ain't got no more. You feel what I'm saying? I guarantee you they ain't gonna have them no more. And if they do got them, they shit whooped and beat up. You feel me? I don't even wear them, bro. You feel me? You already know, nigga. You know, I got hella kicks. So I got a care package for you. You don't even trip.
For sure, for sure. I'm gonna see you, man. We're gonna get back to this radio station.
Man, you already know, man. Yeah, I'm gonna jump back in the blender my damn self, man. I would just tap it in. I see you doing your thing. I said, let me call the support, show the love. You know what I mean?
Hey, I appreciate that call.
That's all love. Man, that's what's up, man. Hey, all y'all in there, and I hope all y'all can hear me. Whatever y'all doing, you feel me? If it's for the good, you keep pushing. You feel me? You keep pushing, keep going. Don't let nothing determine you. Don't let nothing stop it. You feel me? I don't give a fuck what they talking about. The devil's a lie. Know that.
Yes, sir.
That devil knows.
Yeah, on me. Hey, and on that note, man, I'm back in the blender, man. Y'all be smooth and be cool. How y'all be cool? I love you, too.
Yes, sir.
Man.
That was cool.
For real.
That was cool.
We still waiting on this nigga, Nick Cannon. Still waiting on a caller. No, I saw my SOG radio. You know, and if anybody got anybody need prayer, anybody got something they want to talk about, you know, you got a question that you need answered, you know, we got the bishop, he got all the answers.
Hey, you know, yes, sir.
You know. Sway ain't got the answers, but Bishop got the answers. You know.
What's up, Jay?
He just popped out. He popped in and popped out. Yeah. But, yeah, man, it's Almighty SOG Radio. We got 8 minutes.
8 minutes. Dang, that's a good one. I want to hear your bars on that vagina. We got excess. Listen, we have excess. I mean, we have an opportunity to do the Negro anthem. The Negro anthem, redo it for you guys' generation, and there's a budget for it. But look, we got it first. If you guys don't move on it, then what's that song? I was born by the river. You said it, and a little tent. Sam Cooke, I think it's his niece or somebody, is the only one outside of you guys right now that know about it. But we got opportunity to go against Sam Cooke's granddaughter. And then it's going to hit everywhere. So we got first choice. We should have been at the table at the studio trying to.
We on it.
Okay. And then when we open up, let's sing it.
Mm-hmm. All right? Amen. Amen.
And Saturday.
So how are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? You going to play the beat off your phone?
You need a beat?
I mean, you can do acapella. I mean, it's not what you want to do. I mean, it went to the beat, but you feel me? I don't really feel it to make a difference to me, you know? I'm the real rapper in here, so, you know.
Go ahead. We want to hear what you say.
Go ahead. Because Black got his verse, too, don't he?
Nah, I cross that. He got the devil.
That devil knows.
No, you got the verse. You got the verse.
I just on that.
I know he ain't got the verse.
That devil knows.
What happened to me?
I've been waiting for that other one.
When this is what you do, you can't not do it.
Right.
Definitely. I've been waiting for
that devil. You guys wasting time. What to
do? Take off.
Take off. You're wasting time.
Y'all got to come with me.
Frank can sing it, though.
And we had a lot of it, so y'all got to come with me.
All right, come on.
Plus I keep a sweeper.
Yeah.
Long John Silver.
Yeah.
Use a millimeter. I'm a millimeter. And the trap starter. Run till Lucifer's only
one father.
Only one father. Only
one father.
Only
one father.
Only
one father.
Only one father.
Only one father.
Run till Lucifer's only
one father.
I thought you was going to go with this over.
All right. We're going to hit it again.
Let him wrap it.
Go.
All right.
Only got one thing to say. Nigga, one goal. Nigga, one father. Nigga, use a blunt as a pacifier. Nigga, probably need a baby bottle.
Another change on the say the lane, going full throttle. Hold up. One father. Go ahead.
I got it. Not only wanted to rap, they wanted me to be Satan. Selling my soul for some cash. Sacrifice women and babies. Signing my name with some blood. Claiming that I'm from a hood. Degrading our women on mollies and purpose. That's leading and drunk in the club.
Yeah.
I ain't down with the twerk.
No.
Catch me down at the church.
Yeah.
I ain't wearing no dress.
No.
Jesus walked in the flesh.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to go back to the
old me.
I ain't never trying to go back.
And that's all me. Yeah.
I'm a beast eater.
No.
Plus I keep a sweeper.
Yeah.
Long John Silver.
Yeah.
Use a millimeter.
Yeah.
I'm a millimeter.
Huh.
And a trap starter.
Huh.
Run, tell, lose the foot. It's
only one father.
Only one father.
And I'ma do it proper.
Huh.
Do it for the devil. But I'ma go harder. I'm a SOG. Yeah, you rapping me. Yeah, these niggas on the side, they be testing me. They don't want it, no. I'm talking, yeah, I'm coming up, only one God. What they talking about? Need to shut their mouth. They want the money, and they want some clothes.
Yeah.
I don't want that, though. All I want is faith. Why these niggas faith? I want the whole cake.
The posture, my sacrifice,
all the fashion,
urban concoction.
passion of madness derived from blood, sweat, tears of badness. Cause I love it, live it, can't take it back. Surrender my soul to Jesus. I'm back. I'm coming, you feel me, you can't stop me now. The next time you see me, you'll
hear the cry.
I'm not contending with simple sincerity. Vision is clear.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.